2020 is over, but not the coronavirus. There have come several instances over the world reporting new coronavirus variants or mutations of the novel coronavirus SARS-CoV-2.
So, what you have got to know about this variant of coronavirus? Is it more transmittable? Is it more deadly? Will the currently authorized vaccines work on these mutants?
Let's find out the answers. It's me, Neeraj Gupta, and you're listening to Science Up. The time when everyone thought this tragic 2020 is finally over. There won't be coronavirus cases. After all vaccines are ready to be distributed. We'll be back in the world roaming with friends without any fear of getting infected with COVID-19. And then the coronavirus mutated. And be like, I'm back, people. People everywhere are scared to the bones that, oh my god, virus has mutated. It has got variations in it. Let me clear this. Viruses constantly change through mutation, and new variants of a virus are expected to occur over time. Sometimes new variants emerge and disappear. Other times new variants emerge and start infecting people.
As you have seen in news recently, the variant strain has likely to be emerged in United Kingdom in around September 2020. Based on these mutations, this variant strain has been predicted to potentially be more rapidly transmissible than other circulating strains of SARS-CoV-2, which has been spreading 70 times faster than the novel strain of coronavirus. This variant has since been detected in numerous countries around the world, including the United States, Canada. India has registered 20 recent cases infected with this variant.
Another variant has emerged in South Africa, independently of the variant detected in the UK. This variant, originally detected in early October, shares some mutations with the variant detected in the United Kingdom. There have been cases caused by this variant outside of South Africa. This variant seems to spread more easily and quickly than other variants. Currently, there is no evidence that it causes more severe illness or increased risk of death. There has been found many cases of new variant of the coronavirus in Nigeria.
Viruses generally acquire mutations over time, giving rise to new variants. Now, these variant strains of viruses have potential consequences. They have the ability to spread more quickly in people, ability to cause either milder or more severe disease, ability to evade detection of specific diagnostic tests, decreased susceptibility to therapeutic agents, and to evade natural and vaccine-induced immunity.
The most concerning thing about emergence of new variant strains of coronavirus is that they could evade natural or vaccine-induced immunity. This means the mutation in viruses could also result in a situation where the currently authorized vaccines won't work on it. Suppose the virus accumulates multiple mutations in spike protein, then vaccines may not work. Even if large proportions of population is vaccinated, there is a chance that there will be immune pressure that could favor and accelerate emergence of such variants by selecting for escape mutants, meaning viruses would evolve to evade from the effect of vaccine. Probably this won't be happening in this case due to the nature of virus here. The virus that causes COVID-19 is a type of coronavirus, a large family of viruses. Coronaviruses are named for the crown-like spikes on their surfaces. Scientists monitor changes in the virus, including changes to the spikes on the surface of this virus. These studies, including genetic analysis of the virus, are helping us understand how changes to the virus might affect how it spreads and what happens to people who are infected with it.
Scientists are working to learn more about this variant to better understand how easily it might be transmitted and whether currently authorized vaccines will protect people against it. According to some major scientists in vaccine research, have given a statement saying currently vaccines will work in these new variants. the COVID-19 cases had seen a decrease lately. But as these new strains transmit rapidly from infected one to others, it is much more concerning, as it would infect others much faster and hence it could result in more deaths. At this time, there is no evidence that this variant causes more severe illness or increased risk on death. Research is still on.
Do you know, BioNTech's CEO has recently said that COVID virus will stay with us for next 10 years. Can you imagine that? We were saying finally 2020 is over, all these virus stuffs will be over by end of the year. But 2020 is over and the coronavirus is still infecting more and more people around the world. This episode is published on 31st December 2020. Visit our website sciencehub.in for updates. That's it for now. Stay tuned with us to science up yourselves. Our goal is to answer your perplexing and curious questions and to spread the ongoing research and scientific stuffs in a manner that general public could understand. Share the podcast with everyone you know, they deserve it. Visit sciencehub.in and drop us your questions. We'll answer your questions in the upcoming episodes. Thank you for listening.